WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival, with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust and the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere, in our favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During the show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now let's join our hosts as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, everyone, on this lovely day. I'm so excited to be here. It's Jamie Jones, and I'm not with my usual host today, Trevor Neal, as things are a little bit different. Trevor and Pamela are busily working on the Newport Music Festival season. So as we are here in our own homes, I am here with my son, Skylar Jones. Say hi, Skylar.
Hello.
And we're going to bring you some exciting classical music for your children's enjoyment. But first, before we get started, let's thank our very special sponsors. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support of the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks. Now that we have thanked our very generous sponsors, we have a very special show. I am here at my home in Massachusetts. I thought it would be nice, since Trevor is at his home, that I would have my kids join me, just like all of you out there are with your parents or guardians. And my kids would let you know some of their favorite classical music or scores. So today, I have my son with me, Skylar Jones, who's 17. I thought I would have him join us and tell us some of his favorite music. Skylar has brought us the music of John Williams, who's one of the greatest cinematic composers of all time. I remember going to the Boston Pops when I was young with my dad, who Skylar calls Beepa, and great-grandpa Ted, who started WCRB back in the day, and we would see John Williams direct the Boston Pops. And a lot of what he was playing was the music we're going to play for you today. Now, a lot of this music you've heard in the movies. So, Skylar, what's the first score from John Williams you're going to play for us today?
I have the score from E.T. It's the flying theme that John Williams conducts. He composed this theme for the E.T. movie, which he worked on with Steven Spielberg, and he has worked with Steven Spielberg for 20 films. All of Steven Spielberg's films, but one, he has worked with John Williams to compose music with.
So, with that, let's listen to the flying theme from E.T., the Extraterrestrial.
Thank you.
that was the flying theme from E.T. the Extraterrestrial. A score is a piece of music that most of you have heard behind a movie. It's kind of what makes the movie. You'll hear a lot of different pieces today that sound very familiar. I always say that if you took the music out of the movie, it just wouldn't be a movie. So the next one we're going to listen to, Skylar, I have never even heard of. I know the movie, but I've never heard the piece of music. Now, the movie is called what?
The movie is called The Adventures of Tintin. It has to deal with a guy, and he goes on this sort of adventure to look for buried treasure that's been in a sunken ship. It's a really good movie, and this part of the score comes from when Tintin is flashing back to imagine what this fight on this ship would look like before the ship sunk.
Let's take a listen to Sir Francis and the Unicorn from The Adventures of Tintin. Right now, we could all use a little escape. So Skylar is taking us to a holiday. So this one might have a little bit of a Christmas feel to it. But Skylar, tell us about this next piece.
This next piece is the main title from Home Alone called Somewhere in My Memory. John Williams composed this piece for Home Alone. John Williams was such a great composer that in 2009, he received the National Medal of Arts from President Obama. This piece is one of my favorites, and Home Alone has been one of my favorite Christmas movies forever, so.
It's one of mine too. We watch it every holiday season, and we think you'll enjoy Somewhere in My Memory, which is the main title from Home Alone. We'll take a listen to this and then be right back with WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Thank you. And we are back with WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. I'm Jamie Jones, and I'm here with my son,
Skylar Jones.
And we're bringing you some of Skylar's favorites from one of the most famous cinematic composers of all time, John Williams. This next one is from a movie which I never saw. I know the title. It's called BFG, which stands for Big Friendly Giant. And tell us a little bit about this piece.
This piece is from the BFG, which is a movie about a little girl, and she goes on this grand adventure with this big giant to his faraway home in this mythical land. It's a really cool movie. When I was little, I read the book by Roald Dahl, and it was really cool. It was awesome to see that John Williams composed the music for the movie adaptation. So let's take a listen to Sophie and the BFG.
Thank you.
That was Sophie and the BFG from the movie The BFG, and that was composed by John Williams. So what do you have next for us, Skylar?
The next score is from Superman the movie. This is the main title march from Superman. I love superhero movies, and this is one of the best scores you can get out of a superhero movie. It's a really epic score, and it embodies what Superman is all about. So let's take a listen to the prelude main title march from Superman the movie.
Thank you.
And we are back with WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. I'm Jamie Jones, and since we are in isolation, I am here with my son, Skylar Jones, who's helping me out while Trevor is busy working on this year's Newport Music Festival. So this next score we have coming from John Williams is one of my favorites. Skylar and I are both huge Star Wars fans. So Skylar, tell us a little bit about this next piece.
This next piece is from Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. It is called The Imperial March. This is the song that Darth Vader is often most associated with. John Williams is such a great composer that Star Wars is the best-selling non-pop soundtrack of all time, and he won an Oscar for his work on A New Hope. This is The Imperial March from Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
This next piece we're going to play, a little funny story is I love Harry Potter. My kids always make fun of me because anytime they come into the room when everybody else is in the house doing their own thing, and if I'm lounging in the bedroom just watching TV, my wife and my kids always make fun of me because they come into the room, I'm always watching some Harry Potter, if it's on TV, some rerun. Skylar, tell us the reason why you chose this next piece from Harry Potter.
Yeah, this next piece is from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, and it's a really good piece. When people think of Harry Potter, this is normally the piece they think of. John Williams worked on the first three installments of the Harry Potter movie franchise. I believe he was nominated for Oscars for all three of those. John Williams has been nominated for a total of 52 Academy Awards in his lifetime, which is the most ever, right behind Walt Disney. So now, this is Harry Potter's prologue from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Thank you.
Man, I love Harry Potter. Such a good one. Okay, the next piece is going to be our last piece for WCRI's Classical Kids Hour today, so I bet it's a doozy. What do you have for us, Skylar?
The last piece is my favorite piece, conducted and composed by John Williams, and that is The Raiders March. I've always loved Indiana Jones. It is one of the greatest film franchises ever. One thing I really love about John Williams is that I sort of have this connection to him because he conducted for the Boston Pops for 13 years. So it's really cool to know that this great conductor and composer did stuff in our community in Massachusetts. Now this is The Raiders March from Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. I'm Jamie Jones.
And I'm Skylar Jones.
And before we go, I just want to say a big thank you to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and generous supporters like you for your continued support to help bring programs like this into the home of our listeners week after week. Thank you. See you next time, everybody.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we will listen to on next week's show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour, and we'll see you again next week. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival, with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust and the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy.